An effective educational leader regulates the school climate and the requirements. The two roles go hand in hand. I think if you have an effective leader, you certainly have a regulator. If I'm elected as state superintendent, I aim to streamline the offices of DPI. If I had to bet my last dollar in my wallet, and that's about all I got left, I would say that DPI is probably a little bit in disarray. I can say that because I've completed a few forms that needed to be approved by DPI. The first one is a tech plan. And I was telling Mr. Underheim here this morning that last year I participated on this tech plan process, and it involved more work than the research paper I completed just 1 month before my practicum in the principalship down at Edgewood. The tech plan required district policies to be attached, and it did not really present a clear message, which was, in my opinion, to tell DPI where your school district was at technologically, where it was at, and where you plan to go, and what will the results be. Another thing that I can think of is the PI 34 teacher licensing requirements, and that model that was developed by Libby Burmaster. It's cumbersome, it's bureaucratic, and I think it's going to create a logistical nightmare. Here's the reason why. As I read the licensing requirements right now, anyone certified, any teacher certified after August 31 only has the one option of completing a professional development plan. There's also a team in the school that consists of an evaluator, another teacher, and an administrator. You're going to strap those people who are already busy after school in a situation that will become cumbersome. In addition, you'll be strapping the teacher, the veteran teacher, with the opportunity to go back and get 6 additional credits in order to move over on the pay scale. And in a very busy life, I just think that's asking way too much, and I have no problem with renewing his or her license through 6 credits every 5 years for the professional educator license.